Tefillah for Life, Shir number 11, Wednesday, Parshas Re'eh. As we advance in understanding the words of the Siddur, we have to understand that the Siddur is not just a way to convey our thoughts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning the Siddur is not just an expression of what's going on in our hearts. Every single word in the Siddur is calculated. And the Torah brings down different calculations for how many words are in different brachas and Shemoneh Esrei, because every word is there on purpose. Every word is dictated by Chazal, and Chazal teach us that there were 120 Zekanim that put together the Shemoneh Esrei, and they figured out exactly which words should be used. But the words themselves are the power that penetrates Shemayim to bring a person Yeshuas. So as we analyze understanding the words, it's not just that we should be able to say what's going on in our hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rather, it's to be able to utilize the power that lies within these words. And when a person has the proper kavana, he utilizes the words to their complete potential. And then he is able to achieve Yeshuas. Every single word counts. And that's why each nusach is unique. If a person davens Nusach Ashkenaz, or a person davens Sfard, or Sfardi, or a person davens Hasidish, all these Nuschais have roots in Shemayim. And when we realize that each word is calculated exactly, we begin to appreciate our Messiah, how our parents daven, and that's how we daven. And every word is calculated to the minute detail. So our objective is to try to understand the words that we are saying to maximize the potential of the words. Are we going to be able to have all this in mind every time we daven? Probably not. But when we put effort into it and we develop a subconscious feeling of what our attitude towards tefillah should be, we will emir tzashem advance and come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through tefillah. And it will become an emotional experience. The more we understand the words that we are saying, even if we don't necessarily remember it every time we daven, the more we will be able to come closer to Hashem when we open the Siddur and daven. And as it is with every area of Avodas Hashem, it is about appreciation. The Chafetz Chaim explained, if you want to know how they are machshiv your tefillahs and Shemayim, how much do they pay attention to your tefillahs? It depends on how much you are machshiv your tefillahs. If you consider your tefillah to be chashiv, and you really think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening, then emir tzashem, you will see Yeshuas through your tefillah. But a person that doesn't think his tefillahs are important, rachmana litzlan, they don't treat the tefillahs and Shemayim with that much importance. Yes, every tefillah has an impact, but based on our approach to the tefillah, that's how much of an impact it will have. So when we work on understanding the different words and trying to figure out what we are doing, we are developing an appreciation for tefillah. And that gives the power to our tefillah. When we appreciate it and we work on it, we see Yeshuas through tefillah.